Oh, sure. You enjoy Dave and Darren in the morning. But that thing's on every morning from 5:30 till 10. Who's got time to listen to all of that palaver?
It takes forever.
Mm-hmm. That's why we've condensed it, presenting to you the very best things that happen. The top five things that happen on Dave and Darren in the morning. Welcome.
It's condensed. It's concentrated, almost as if it's hashish.
Or orange juice, I was going to go with.
Or orange juice. But then, yeah, cut it with a little water, I guess.
The hashish or the OJ?
The OJ.
That's correct. Welcome to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things, a review of all the things we got done on our show. This is brought to you by Nature's Treatment of Illinois.
Well, that works out just fine, then. Nature's Treatment of Illinois is the only locally owned dispensary. They have two locations, Tech Drive in Milan and West Main Street in Galesburg. Milan and Galesburg locations, both of them are open 7 days a week, and both offer recreational cannabis. Milan offers medicinal, including topicals for localized pain.
We make absolutely no representation that the number that these things come at you represents their quality. Number one is not necessarily the best. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. That's up to you, dear listener. Let's get into it now with number one.
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 Number one.
Number one.
Number one. And this should be obvious.
Okay, number one.
Number one.
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 Number one.
You know how my dream is when I grow up to be a man, I want to get a metal detector.
Yes.
And then I want to just go around and help people find lost items. Rings, really. Other metal items that they lose. And I don't want to charge any money for it.
What if you found out that the only time you can actually ever find something is when you charge them? It's like I have absolutely no success doing this as a volunteer.
In that case, I would have to charge, obviously.
Okay, there you go.
Obviously.
Good. I'm glad
you're... If the only way to get you results is to get money from you, then I would have to charge.
I'm glad you're open to that.
But my dream is to, again, when I'm older, getting a metal detector and being that guy that people call when they've, you know, lost something.
Would you have a specific number for that?
Like a phone number to call?
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of that.
Because I think you should. You shouldn't have...
Like a car dead, call Fred? Like a...
You shouldn't have just your cell phone.
Metal to save? Call Dave.
When that phone rings, you know it's somebody in need.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So I'd have like a bat phone.
Yes.
That would be just for...
Yeah.
I see. So I wouldn't get my personal calls confused...
No.
...with when people were calling me because they needed me to detect
the
metal.
The only reason anyone would call that...
Sorry, everybody, I have to take this. Someone needs me and my metal detector.
Someone lost their retainer.
Off I go. Quick, to the metal detector mobile, which is actually my car. I just keep the metal detector in the trunk.
Yeah, you don't have to have a separate vehicle.
I'm wondering now if I should adjust my dream, because I'm reading a host of different stories here. This story takes place in... Australia, off the Great Barrier Reef, scuba diver reunites a couple with their cell phone that was lost at sea. Lost at sea, the cell phone was lost at sea for 10 days, but a scuba diver was able to find it on the ocean floor. They were out enjoying a snorkel tour on Valentine's Day. That's when the trouble started.
Let's admit that you becoming a scuba diver is a little ambitious.
I admit nothing.
You're not going to scuba dive.
Why not? Do you don't think so? I've always wanted to.
You're going to like scuba dive in the Mississippi?
Yes. Now you're two steps ahead of me. They've got there.
What's with your skin? Why is it all...
They do that all the time. I mean, they go to the quarries and they practice. There's at Scuba Adventures there in Bettendorf. Every time I drive past there, I think, maybe scuba diving's something I should take up.
You know where else they scuba dive?
Where's that?
Scuba dive training?
Tell me.
You know the dog park, the Crow Creek Dog Park?
I know it well.
If you just keep going back,
mm-hmm.
There's a pond?
Yeah, right.
They scuba dive down there.
Well, there are signs that say no swimming or fishing, but I'm sure they have.
These teams or this club must get some sort of clearance to do it.
Professional divers scoured the area but couldn't find the boat, and then this guy shows up, scuba dives, and he's able to find it. Closer to home, one diver has found about 200 Apple Watches in lakes across Indiana.
Now, you're not going to take your metal detector into the ocean, are
well,
you?
Well, how else would you find... How do you find Apple Watches? Just
soon as you
scouring
turn that,
the bottoms of lakes?
As soon as you turn that thing on, you electrocute everybody.
Derek Langos is a Port Barrington scuba diver, makes a living using his metal detector to recover lost items from the water. He does this at Indiana's Chano Lakes. And he's there with his metal detector scuba diving. See, what this cat has done is taken my dream and made it even cooler. This guy is Scuba Steve with the metal detector.
Scuba Steve.
He says he's found about 200 Apple smartwatches during his dives there in the Chano Lakes. He's the operator of something called Scuba Bear Diving Recovery Service. And he says if you have an Apple Watch and you want to go swimming with it, don't go swimming with the original watch band. Because most of these Apple Watches have the original watch band. He was hired to find a couple of Apple Watches and others he can't, he's just come across during his dives.
He calls himself the Scuba Bear?
Scuba Bear, yeah. He says the ones with the sport bands, they do not stay on once you get in the water.
Have you thought about what you would name your metal detector business?
Gosh, I haven't. I'm open to suggestions. I don't know. What would... I don't know. I feel like because I'm saving something for you and my name is Dave, I feel like Dave and Save rhyme. It should have like a rhyme or alliteration. How about like ding, 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 Dave? Like... It goes ding, 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 my metal detector. I don't know.
The Davier.
Not comfortable with that.
No?
Not during Lent. maybe if you made that pitch after Easter, I'd feel better.
Call the Davier.
I'm the Davier. Now that you say it out loud, I don't hate it. I kind of like it.
It's yours if you want it.
Your own personal Davier. I don't hate it. I'm going to go ahead and write that one down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he says he keeps finding these Apple Watches in the water.
Huh.
He says, I haven't sold anything. He found a white Cartier ring. He says that he will not sell anything unless he's selling it back to the original owner. He also finds smartphones, rings, jewelry, and a lot of prescription glasses in the water. I don't know, man. Like
and
I was
prescription drugs.
I was thinking that when I do my metal detector, again, I'm not looking to do it as a business. I want to do it just as a way to pay back to the Quad Cities, just as a way of serving the community I love so well. But now that I realize that I could also do underwater scuba diving metal detector,
but you can't.
You don't know that I can't. I'm quite a swimmer. I got a lot of ribbons.
In a pool.
Yes. Well, it's the same thing. Only you're breathing in oxygen in your back. I think it'd be great. I think it'd be fantastic. Why not? Under the waves with my metal detector, looking for prescription glasses and
hey, did anyone? Watches. Did anyone lose a jellyfish barb? Because I found one. did anyone lose a stingray barb?
Oh, no.
Because I found one.
Oh, no.
It's right here.
Great.
Uh-huh. No. Yeah, jellyfish don't have barbs, do
yeah.
they?
Yeah. Yeah.
But those stingrays.
My dream is not to Steve Irwin myself.
It's like anybody.
What about my asthma? I'll give you asthma.
It's right here, front and center.
Found it.
Found it.
Number two.
Number two.
Number two.
Number two.
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 There's a commercial that's going viral now. It's a commercial that is. like almost 20 years old. But the reason it's going viral is it's pretty wild.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember it?
No. No, I wouldn't remember it because it was on Chilean television.
Ah.
This is crazy. So it's the early 2000s in Chile.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to start showing Star Wars movies on Chilean television.
Okay.
This is a big deal. They've had all the Star Wars movies. At this point, it's the early 2000s, so there's six Star Wars movies back then, right? They've had all of them translated, and they're going to have their Chilean broadcast premiere. And one of the things they did that was a little bit different is they ran commercials for Star Wars inside the movies.
Yeah.
So it's not like you would see the movie and then they would stop and show you commercials. They inserted commercials into Star Wars for a Chilean beer company.
Ah.
For example, there's a scene in the first Star Wars, Episode 4, A New Hope.
Yeah.
Where Obi-Wan Kenobi goes to get Luke Skywalker, his father's lightsaber, yeah. Right? They're there on Tatooine.
Uh-huh.
And Obi-Wan Kenobi goes and opens up a chest where he's been keeping his Luke Skywalker's father, Anakin's lightsaber, to give to him. Your father wanted you to have this, right? So in the movie that they aired on Chilean television, Alec Guinness, this is a beer commercial, but not for Guinness. It's for a Chilean beer called Cristal.
Okay.
All right? Alec Guinness's character, Obi-Wan, goes to the chest, and he opens it up, and then they inserted video to make it look like that beer was in the chest.
Yeah. Well, you know what they could have done is when Princess Leia...
Yeah.
R2-D2.
Yes.
What?
Plays her, you know, her filmed plea.
Right.
They could have just basically had a commercial instead of her.
The R2 unit is just airing Cristal Chilean beer commercials.
Exactly.
Well, these videos are just starting to go viral because somebody just discovered this. There's a scene in Return of the Jedi where Emperor Palpatine sits on his throne there in the second Death Star, and as he's sitting, he kind of holds his hand out.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the movie.
Yeah.
They do an edit with a guy's hand in a robe where it looks like he's using his force powers to grab this beer. It's fantastic. Emperor Palpatine just cracking open a beer there on the Death Star.
I wonder who sold that, who made that promise. You mean we'll get commercials during the movie? Mm-hmm. We'll put them in the movie.
We'll put them in the movie. So, yeah, this is something that it's giving people ideas in that.
Product placement.
Well, it's getting harder and harder to get people to watch television commercials because you're either, you know, streaming something that doesn't have commercials, or if you're streaming, you can fast forward. You can hit the skip button, right?
Am I the only one that commercials doesn't freak out?
What do you mean?
I don't have that big a problem with commercials.
Because you've always watched them.
Yeah, it's just, it's not that big a drag.
No. No, but you, it's...
And it's certainly not worth paying additional money to not have them.
Yeah, I think it's a generational thing, though.
It's,
I think.
I mean, I understand it's an old man thing.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it's just not that big a deal.
No. But I'm telling you, if you went a year without watch, if you went a year watching TV and there were no commercials, and then you watched TV and there was a commercial, you'd be like, what is going on?
But I need a little break from what I'm watching anyway.
Well, yes. Yes, you do. Yeah. These videos are now going viral of these, again, the Star Wars trilogy, where they're just constantly cracking open the beer inside of the Star Wars movies. That's not a bad idea. I wonder
if there was a station manager's like, you promised him what? Listen, I'm just trying to make things happen here.
How do we get some cerveza in this movie?
Uh-huh.
It seems like something's missing.
Well, and it certainly seems like you could have, they certainly had to utilize the cantina, right?
Oh, yeah, you would think. When George Lucas heard that they did this, I guess he went out of his mind. Saying, no, you don't get to splice beer ads into my movies.
It's too late. We already did.
What are you going to do about that? Already did it. Too bad. There's another scene where in the first Star Wars, Obi-Wan Kenobi is trying to turn off the tractor beam. And as he's messing around with the knobs, yeah. they do a quick insert, and he like opens up a thing on the tractor beam, and there's a delicious cold
there it
beer
is again.
Waiting for him, which he grabs. There's just a cold bottle of beer sitting in the tractor beam machine, and he opens it up.
Sure.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, Han Solo has a beer. It looks like there's cold beer on the planet of Dagobah when they're in Yoda's house. Luke's looking around, and then they just do insert this shot where Yoda's got plenty of beer at his little hut. Luke Skywalker, when he reaches for his lightsaber inside the Wampa cave, Empire Strikes Back, the Wampa gets him, and then he traps him, and Luke Skywalker has to, for the first time, use the Force to reach out for his lightsaber and grab it. In the movie, they edited it, so he uses the Force to get a beer first. And then he goes and he gets his lightsaber. I don't know how you drink a beer hanging upside down in a Wampa cave, but I guess that's for the people at Crystal to figure out. Oh, this is great. But watch for more of this stuff happening. The TV show How I Met Your Mother. Remember that one?
Yeah.
With Doogie Howser and the rest. They did a thing, and I think they're doing this on Friends as well, where there's product placement in the reruns.
That wasn't there?
Yeah. Like, they changed the product placement digitally so it looks like whatever is new that they want to sell is...
It's like this item didn't even exist when this show was on.
Like, imagine if you're watching a Seinfeld rerun and, you know, he's got all that cereal.
Uh-huh.
What if, like, a brand new box of cereal that wasn't out in the 90s showed up on Jerry's...
Or Hamburger show? Helper.
You would notice that. Yeah. So now people are demanding that... Disney released what they call the Crystal Cut. People want this all of these movies with all of these beer commercials in it released because they want to see the whole thing. You can see clips of it online. But now people want to see what it looks like in context with the rest of the Star Wars trilogy.
Sure they do.
We're just, you know, every 20 minutes or so, somebody's cracking open a beer.
Drink!
I don't hate it.
Three.
All right, number three.
Number three.
Number three.
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 How you doing? You all right?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
Driving on Brady Street the other day. I'm on that patch between, like, Locust and what?
I thought you were going to say, I'm driving on empty.
No. I'm fine.
Okay, good.
I'm making my way up Brady Street. And
you're on Brady Street.
And as we're getting by Bullmore Lanes.
Yes.
I always slow down at that part of Brady because I got the speed camera there, you know?
You're always thinking about going in for a slice of Mean Gene's pizza.
That hasn't been there for a while. But I did notice there was a couple walking in. I guess this would have been Monday night. A couple walking in, and it looked like the dude had like a bowling bag that looks like it was for two balls.
Oh.
And it had like a handle and he was wheeling it in.
It's like a couples bowling thing?
That's what it looked like. It looked like she had her own bag and then he was bringing two bowling balls. And I thought, man, why isn't that me? I need to get back into bowling. Do like a Monday night league? Don't you think that'd be fun to do?
That sounds like a commitment, man.
Well, I'm all for that.
The next thing you know,
I'm not averse to
it's
commitments.
Like, oh, sure, you're having a good time that first night. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, oh, my God, I can't believe it's Tuesday night again, and I got to go bowling. These weeks just fly by.
How long are the leagues?
Some of them never end.
Well, no, they have to at some point because you have to announce who the winner is.
Yeah, but as soon as that season's over, you start right up again.
Well, I think I would like that. I think I would like have something to do once a week.
I had a friend who was in a bowling league on Sunday evenings.
Okay, I like that.
And it was a constant just hassle.
What a great way to end the weekend that would be.
No, it's like, oh God, I got to go bowl.
Yeah.
How do I get out of this?
So you think it makes more sense to...
Just go bowling.
Go bowling on your own.
Don't join a league.
But I like the idea of looking at who the leaders are.
Being in a bowling league, that's for other people, not you.
I've done it, though. Granted, it was 40...
Well, I did it, too, but
it was 40 years ago.
I was a child, and we went there on Saturday mornings.
Yes, but that was super fun.
I didn't have anything else going on.
You look to see how your team's doing relative to the other teams in the league. Look to see how you're doing.
What would your team name be?
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't presume to name the team. I don't even know who's on it. I don't know.
You could pretend to be like from Philadelphia, and you could be the Philly Bowlers.
Oh. I'm going to put a pin in that one. See what I did there? A pin. These are bowling jokes. How are they going over? I mention it because there's a league getting started. This is not happening in the Quad Cities, at least not yet. Maybe this will catch on. It's called Balls Out Bowling. Balls Out Bowling happening in the Pittsburgh area, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Balls Out Bowling is exactly what you think it is. Pittsburgh area naturalists are hosting their Balls Out Bowling event where you're bowling in the nude. This will take place at the Crafton Ingram Lames in Pittsburgh.
Depending on how well endowed you are, you got to be careful around the ball return.
Oh, no. Although I will say this, wouldn't it be kind of nice to stand over the ball return where that fan is? Just feel a little pleasant breeze.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right? Now this is working for
me. This is okay.
I will live out my days naked and free.
The event is for everyone over the age of 18.
Well, yes,
whether you're
please.
A seasoned pro or a beginner, they say balls out bowling.
A beginner to bowling or a beginner to nudism?
Yes. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a beginner, this event is for everyone. Nudity is required with the exception that women can wear bottoms if they want to. Also, they say... sexual activity at Balls Out Bowling will not be permitted.
You mean like even winking?
I don't know what.
Can I wink at somebody?
So if your dream has always been to have sex in front of a bunch of people at a bowling alley, first of all, you seem like a good time, but this is not the time. You're not going to be able to do that.
Wasn't that an episode of Laverne and Shirley?
Boo Boo Kitty, indeed. Those running the event say that nudism does not equal consent and harassment will not be taken lightly. And if you violate these rules, you will be asked to leave Balls Out Bowling. Can you imagine getting kicked out of Balls Out Bowling? No photography or video is allowed. And this is a ticketed event. Also, they want you to know...
Where am I supposed to put the ticket?
Well, you wear clothes to the bowling alley, Taryn. You don't leave the house naked.
Oh, that's right. Okay. I don't have the ticket on me. Where am I going to put it?
You're not going to care for where I grabbed this ticket from. Promise you that.
Who do you think you are? I am...
No photography or video is allowed, and it is a ticketed event. No tickets will be sold at the door for Bowls Out Naked Bowling. It says here, get ready to get naked and have a blast at Bowls Out Bowling, the ultimate bowling experience. All genders, sexualities, and bodies are welcomed. Invite friends who are willing to get naked, it says. What about food and drinks? Will there be a bar? The bowling alley will sell food and drinks. There is not a bar. The event is BYOB.
Let me ask you this.
What? BYOB at a bowling alley?
Well, let me ask you this.
I might get naked just for that. What?
People attend bowling tournaments.
Yes.
Can you come and watch?
Can you? Is it okay if I don't bowl?
Can I keep my clothes on if I just watch?
Is it okay if I don't bowl? If I don't bowl, do I still have to be naked?
Yeah.
They say it's okay if you don't bowl. Hey, man, no judgments.
Right, but you got
to
be naked.
However, whether you bowl or not, you have to pay for admission. Nudity is required for everyone, right, with the exception that women can wear bottoms. Why can women wear bottoms and men can't? It's to be inclusive and considerate of women who may be...
I got you.
Uh-huh. Any tips or advice for someone who's new to naturalism and never done anything naked in public? Oh, they have a whole bunch of etiquette do's and don'ts for naked bowling. If it's your first time, they say towels are a must-have. I guess you sit on a towel rather than just sitting. Yeah, you would have to sit on a towel because otherwise, I don't want to bowl at that alley if the chairs are all gunked up with people's gunk.
Is this outside?
It's a bowling alley, Darren. Have you ever been to an outside bowling alley? Eye contact. They say it's very rude to stare. And if you're going to have a conversation with somebody, make sure you're talking to them with proper eye contact. What happens? This is an important question. What happens if you're at the bowling tournament and you're a gentleman and it's very evident to everyone that you're enjoying yourself?
That's perverse.
No, it's what, normal.
Like a 300 game?
No, Darren, not a 300 game. Let's say you're bowling and you look around and you know. They say, yes, erections can happen, especially if you're new to nudism. The best way to deal with this is either turn over on your towel.
Well, that'll give the game away.
If you see someone with an obvious erection and they're purposely drawing attention to it, let someone know. And in most cases...
With, like, what, sparklers? What do you mean, drawing attention to it?
What do you think of this?
Hey!
I'll let someone know and they'll be kicked out and banned from coming back again. Mm. Also, body language.
Are the bouncers nude?
I don't know what's better, if they are or they are not. Is it okay if the bouncers are naked, or I would hope that they would be clothed? I don't think so.
I don't think they can be.
Oh, no. I don't know about any of this. Well, again, it's happening in Pittsburgh. If you've always wanted to bowl naked, if you're tired of rock and rolling, you want to get naked and go bowling. Pittsburgh, that's the place.
Pittsburgh's the place.
Four.
Oscar Mayer.
Yes?
They are rolling out plant-based hot dogs.
Okay.
Just in time for grilling season. Oscar Mayer has partnered with AI-powered food development NotCo to create a new line of what they call not hot dogs.
Doesn't NotCo sound like a business that's not really a business?
NotCo. The good people at NotCo.
We don't exist.
Where are the headquarters? That's correct. Not hot dogs and not sausages. Rolling out this spring from Oscar Mayer. This is their first plant-based meat product. The not products, part of the first dedicated plant-based product line from Oscar Mayer. They say that these vegan sausages offer a smoky, savory taste, meaty color, and thick, juicy bite that people will relish. Oh, I see what you did there. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if these not dogs will cut the mustard.
Oh, boy.
Otherwise, if it's not to someone's liking, there'll be a lot of catching up to do.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Can you believe what's happening here?
I don't believe it.
None of us want hot dogs.
I do. Here's my $1 million idea. If these not hot dogs take off,
yeah,
you and I offer Dave and Darren's meat-based relish. It's relish that's made out of pigs. Put that on your not. Put that on your not hot dog.
The only one who won't relish it are the pigs.
These things will be making their debut at the Expo West Trade Show next week. Retailers nationwide will be going to this thing. And then, again, they keep saying here in the press release that it'll be in store shelves in time for grilling season.
Which is really kind of now.
Yeah. Well, that's been a little windy for grilling lately.
Oh, that's a good point.
They say that it's probably best to anticipate these not hot dogs being in store shelves before the 4th of July, which has got to be the biggest hot dog day of the year, right?
You would think. I remember eating a lot of what do they call them? The coarse hot dogs at Oscar Mayer. Little Smoke, not Little Smokies. What are they called? The
Snappers?
No, not Snappers.
Little Snappers?
I remember eating too many of them on the bicentennial 4th of July. I got an upset stomach.
So our nation turned 200 and you got sick on hot dogs.
Yes.
Little hot dogs.
Who wants hot dogs?
Always me. I love them. Please, more. Thank you. Mustard only. I was raised right. You know the Wienermobile used to be a lot smaller than it is now?
Really? It's actually bigger?
Oh, it's significantly bigger. In fact, the Wienermobile, when it first debuted, only had one driver, and it had to be a little person, who they called Lil Oscar. Lil Oscar would drive around in the Wienermobile. It was a one-person, little tiny Wienermobile. It was not the giant RV thing that makes its way across these United States. I have to imagine we're getting into Wienermobile season here before too long, right? Do they give that a break in the winter? You can't take the Wienermobile out in the snow.
Yeah, it was the Oscar Mayer Smokies. They got those Smokies.
Mm-hmm.
That was too much.
You a big fan of those, are you?
They're tasty, but I just ate too much.
The Wienermobile was first developed and unveiled in 1936. It's always looked like a giant hot dog, but it was different back then. A little person who they called Little Oscar, he dressed in a chef costume, and he would drive around on cross-country trips. The original Little Oscar was an actor named Joe White, who played Little Oscar for 20 years.
Wow.
He told the LA Times at the time, quote, "My job was to sell wieners. That was my job." And it and the Wienermobile.
Gosh darn it. It was my job to sell wieners.
My job.
And I did it. Your children, your husbands, be with us.
I'm reading here from this article in the Los Angeles Times by H.J. Reza, November 4th, 1996. It's been almost three decades since he peddled them throughout the Midwest at shopping centers, street corners, and kiddie shows. But Joe White still knows wieners. So this guy retired in the 60s.
Yeah.
They're writing an article about him in the LA Times in the mid-90s. Over the years, he sampled them all, from the prissy finger-sized Smokies to today's high-tech Franks that double in size when cooked on the grill. But for his money, White says that his favorite dog still comes in the familiar pack with the yellow band, sold by Oscar Mayer. However, it is with dogged loyalty rather than culinary taste that may explain White's preference for Oscar Mayer hot dogs. The 71-year-old White, who has worked as a musician, a circus clown, a Las Vegas performer, a television host, a movie actor, and a submarine pilot.
Wow. This story is sinking to new depths.
He was also the meat company's little Oscar, the world's smallest chef for 20 years. Now retired and head of a senior citizens group, White recently regaled a visitor with stories from his past, including his job as little Oscar, when he dressed in a chef's outfit and traveled the Midwest in the Wienermobile, giving out hot dog samples and the famous Wiener whistles. At 4'3", or about 12 wieners high.
See, that's why he fits in the submarine, too.
White was a natural for the part. As one of only 9 little Oscars used by the company since 1936, White is proud of the place in Americana occupied by the Wienermobile and Little Oscar. Quote, "Little Oscar and the Wienermobile were inseparably promotional symbols. Every kid who grew up in the 1950s and 1960s knows about us. My job was to sell wieners. That was my job. And it and the Wienermobile were both a great
ride." At 4 foot 3, he probably only had like one at a time, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's enough. That's enough for you.
His job wasn't to eat the hot dogs. Today, White still enjoys a can of pork and beans and a pack of hot dogs for dinner. Instinctively, he finds himself straightening out the wiener display case at the supermarket whenever he shops.
And when he's done, he sleeps in the empty pork and beans can. That's not funny.
Why am I laughing?
That's not funny.
He came to company founder Oscar Meyer's attention in 1950 when he was co-hosting a children's cartoon show at a Chicago TV station. White signed an $80 per week contract to join 3 other little Oscars who promoted the company's products. He would stay with the company until 1970. The other 3 little Oscars, Meinhard Robbie, Jerry Marin, and George Molchan, are all still alive. Molchan has played the role since 1951, is the current and only little Oscar. Again, this is a article from 1996. I would be surprised if these little Oscars are still with us. All those guys that I just mentioned, by the way, Meinhard Robbie, Jerry Marin, they were munchkins in the original Wizard of Oz. And George Molchan spent 20 years in the Wienermobile and another 16 playing Little Oscar at Oscar Mayer's Disney World restaurant. Oh, no. They had a Disney World restaurant. They just had him on staff there working as a Little Oscar. Who knew? Oh, that's fantastic. Well, not hot dogs and not sausages coming again in time for grilling season. They don't have Little Oscars anymore. That's full on out of favor. Now it's just, they just get college kids to do it, right?
Yeah.
And what do they call them in the kids that drive these Wienermobiles? Like every year they hire for it and it's a big deal. What do they have a name for them, right? Isn't there like a fun name for the kids that drive around in the Wienermobile? They pay them $35,000 to drive the Wienermobile.
For a summer?
Yeah, they call them hot doggers.
Hot doggers.
Hot doggers. 27-foot-long Wienermobile. Successful applicants to the hot dogger program will take a Wienermobile tour across America. Oh, it's a year-long commitment.
Oh, a whole year, not a summer.
Yeah, you're applying for June of this year until June of 2025.
How is that not a reality show on Bravo?
They're probably not weird enough.
The hot doggers.
During that time, hot doggers are responsible for executing over 200 events, appearing in local media, and creating content for the Wienermobile's social media channels. They pay you $35,000 a month, and you only have to work 200 days in a year? That sounds like it's right up my alley. But I'm probably too old to be a Wienermobile.
I wonder how many children are the result of that. It's pretty close. The quarters are pretty close in the Wienermobile.
Yeah. Little wiener babies?
Yeah. Oh, I want to be a wiener baby.
Yeah. Mama met daddy while they were driving the wienermobile around.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The next wienermobile. Look.
Daddy gave mama a special hug in the wienermobile, and here I am.
Who wants hot dogs?
That's the story they gave me. Next thing you know, mama had a bun in the oven.
That's me. I'm that bun.
I'm the bun.
I'm that steamed bun. It says here, the Wienermobile tours year-round. It looks like the next event that's happening anywhere near us is next weekend in Chicago. The Wienermobile will be at the St. Patrick's Day Parade in downtown Chicago.
Of course it is.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Number five. Number five.
Dave and Darren in the morning. Good morning, Quad Cities. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for couple people.
I think that Wavy Gravy does those cameo things.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Wavy Gravy. Can you believe out of everybody in that movie, I'm the one that's still alive?
Yeah, so he can...
Chipmunk is dead and I'm still here, man.
He can wish you a happy birthday or a happy anniversary. Well, or he could break it to you that you're fired.
Somebody using Wavy Gravy.
Although, really, if you know who Wavy Gravy is, you should be retired by now.
Excellent. Excellent point. Good morning. We had Dave Heller in last week. He was talking about the job fair that took place this past weekend.
I think there might be one even today.
Oh, another one. That's good to know.
I think that could be the case.
Maybe that's something I should do on weekends, pick up a couple hours there at the ballpark.
Yes, yes, run the bounce house.
I don't know that I'd want to do that.
Kids, you got to put socks on. Do you have socks? If you don't have socks, I'm selling socks.
I've
got socks for sale.
Yeah, I spent enough time at that bounce house. I'd like to do something else. Hot dogs, I think, would be good for me.
What is that guy saying over there? Something about socks for sale?
That's right.
I hope he doesn't have a speech impediment.
You gotta wear these.
You gotta put these on. No glove, no love is what I say. Socks for sale.
That's not something you should say at the bounce house at the ballpark.
Probably not.
That's more for a singles club.
They don't have bounce houses at a singles bar, do they?
They ought to. If any place should have it,
how
does
a singles bar ever even work? How do they check?
What do you mean?
A singles bar.
They were exclusively for single people?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're not wearing a ring, you get into the singles bar.
Okay, so you could just be lying.
Yeah, I imagine that happened.
Probably a ton.
I would imagine most people
probably
you met.
Everyone there was married. Trying to pass themselves off. There wasn't one single person in the singles bar. And everyone ended up, oh, crap.
Find more singles at a salad bar than a singles bar.
Right, probably.
Yeah, did you have to, like, join a club or something? Was there, like, a fee to get into it?
Yeah, was there like, a membership? Were there dues?
We want to make sure that you're romantically unattached, and we feel it if you pay a certain fee. Then
if you come in
make...
here and you're not available, well, then that doesn't do anybody any good.
Singles Bar is a bar frequented chiefly by unmarried people, those seeking a lover or a spouse. Chiefly, so well, not exclusively.
So there was no real rule.
I guess not.
And there is, they are having another job fair for the River Bandits today starting at 4 o'clock.
Good to know. Now, we didn't really get into any of the promotions that'll be going on. I mean, we're going to have River Bandits baseball at the end of this month, right?
No.
Beginning of next month.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I think it was a month as of yesterday. One month, April 5th.
We don't know any of the promotions.
Yeah, we do.
What are they bringing back?
They've announced the promotions.
Look at that. Here it is, the promo schedule. 46 giveaways and 15 fireworks shows. All right. Will they be doing their beer nights? That's what I'm talking about. I know that there's a list of all the stuff they're giving away.
I would imagine.
They got hot dogs, $2 hot dogs, and $2 carousel nights. $2 hot dogs at the River Bandits game. Did you see where the Phillies have said they're putting an end to dollar hot dog night?
They've still had dollar hot dog night?
Yeah.
How big are the hot dogs? Like those hot dogs you get like in a Swanson TV dinner? That are like basically like the size of your finger?
I think they were regular just hot dogs.
Yeah, but you know what hot dogs I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. No,
they're like these. They're like, you know how they're like baby carrot hot dogs.
Yes. They called them the dog days of April when the weather was super cold.
Oh, I see.
And then they would do these dollar hot dogs and people would use them basically to warm up their hands during the games.
Because no one's showing up anyway.
Uh-huh. The Phillies have officially ended the promotion.
Oh. Well, you know what? The good people of Philadelphia, mm-hmm. they'll take that in stride.
They're not. They're not.
Yeah.
They're saying the dollar hot dog nights are going away because the Philly fans couldn't handle it. A statement from the team says the change was made, quote, based on the organization's ongoing commitment to provide a positive experience for all fans in attendance. The problem was...
What was going wrong?
Well, when a hot dog only costs a dollar,
yeah.
you don't feel so bad throwing it at somebody on the field.
Well, that's probably true.
What you've bought is a projectile. And it might be...
Although, if I was a player,
mm-hmm.
I'd rather have people throw hot dogs at me than batteries.
Hey, that's free hot dogs.
Yeah, I'll have a little snack while I'm out here. There's time in between pitches.
Yes, during a game last year, fans were chucking their hot dogs onto the field. And also, they said the problem was that the dollar hot dogs were so popular that there were these clogged lanes on the concourse.
Uh-huh.
And people couldn't get around the park because the lines were so long
Don't you just put a limit on them? You can't order a ton of them.
Well, how are they going to do that?
Well, you say you can get two at a time.
Well, then you just keep going back in line. I don't think that fixes the line problem.
You're going to miss the game.
Yeah. People, it says here, were tossing their ballpark franks in several sections, leading to multiple fan ejections.
Do you think they were wadding them up into a ball?
John Weber is the senior vice president of Philly's ticket operations and projects. He says, it wasn't just the throwing, it's the concourse, the crowds of everybody being at the same X amount of stands. But obviously, you know, the throwing was a little bit of a tipping point. The Phillies started Dollar Hot Dog Night 27 years ago. They were still playing at Veterans Stadium when they started this promotion. And they did it to boost ticket sales on otherwise dreary game nights.
Sure.
But now the Phillies, you know, they're not having any problems getting people to go to the games because the Phillies have been good lately. So they had 3 million people go to Philly games last year.
Not needed.
And the scheduled hot dog nights, no longer needed. Now they're saying $3 hot dog night, maybe, something that they do.
Better be a bigger hot dog.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
That's all the time we have for Dave and Darren and the Top 5 Things podcast. What an enjoyable review. I understand now why people listen to us.
These are the memories we'll remember.
And cherish.
Yes.
All the days of our lives.
And thankfully, it was brought to you by Nature's Treatment. They have the largest menu in the entire state of Illinois, and they offer wide selections of products for recreational use, including flower, vapes, edibles, and so much more.
It's incredible how much faster you read the sponsorship when you're on your way to go get your bean tostadas.
It's really something. I'm already halfway there.
You've been there since about 7 this morning.
Seven on Thursday morning.
Thanks for listening, downloading, subscribing to the top five things. Again, our show is heard every Monday through Friday. I guess that's called a weekday nowadays. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
5:30 to 10 on Planet 93.9. Thanks for listening. Until we get a chance to do this for you again, peace, love, and vines. Hang loose, you kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
So long, Screwy. See you in St. Louis.
With cakes for nutches.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.